Soon we'll have a complete picture of the job market in 2014.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in Washington, I'm David Gura, in for David Brancaccio. In just under 2 hours, the U.S. Labor Department will release new figures on the job market, a report on the employment situation in December. In it, we'll find out how many jobs the economy added last month, alongside a lot of other data. And with me to talk about it is Marketplace's Sabri Benishour. Sabri, as soon as you get your hands on this report, what are you going to look for?
Well, a few things. This report will cover December, which will cap all of 2014. So we will have a full year of data. And if it turns out that we added as many jobs as people think we did in December, that will mean we've added 2.9 million jobs over the year. And that is the best since 1999. People will also be looking at the hourly wage data. Last month's report had some really tantalizing numbers showing wages were growing. Here's Jared Bernstein with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Well, one missing piece has been on the wage side. Everybody got real excited last month when wages grew 0.4%. That's actually pretty good for a monthly number. But if you look year over year, if you find that wages have been growing about 2% for actually a number of years now, now that's just about the rate of inflation.
We also saw a strong job growth last month. So people are wondering between that and the wage numbers, was last month just a blip or was it something real?
People are wondering, investors are wondering, what are markets going to be looking for in this data?
Markets will be looking for any sign that the economy is growing slower or faster than they or the Federal Reserve expect, because that will affect when they think the Fed will raise rates, which in turn would affect their investments.
All right. Thanks, Sabri.
Sure thing.
The newspaper Education Week is out with its annual report card on the state of American education. And overall, the U.S. gets a C for its performance on a range of measures. When it comes to educating the youngest children, things look even worse. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Education Week graded states on things like access to preschool and full-day kindergarten.
The nation as a whole got a D+, so not a very stellar score.
That's EdWeek's Christopher Swanson. One big reason for the low grade, less than half of 3- and 4-year-olds are enrolled in preschool. And for lower-income kids, the numbers are even worse. Steve Barnett directs the National Institute for Early Education Research at Rutgers University. He says too often the programs that are available aren't very good. But he says the best programs, with warm, knowledgeable teachers and one-on-one interactions, can pay off for years.
It has the potential to benefit children throughout their lives in terms of their success in school and their success in the labor force.
Barnett says many states are changing their policies or have new federal preschool development grants. So in the next 5 years or so, he says access to good programs may improve. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Yes, there are rats in New York City. It's been estimated there are as many as 2 million of them. I am talking about rodents, but there is another kind of rat in New York, the large, inflatable kind, common at protests across the city. Marketplace's Tobin Lowe now on the business behind those rats.
Julian Tisch is a union organizer for Teamsters Local 814. He's standing outside an office building in Midtown Manhattan.
Read about the rat. Read all about it.
He's here to protest businesses he says hire non-union movers.
Read about this giant rat. See why we got the rat out here.
And that rat he's talking about is not just any rat. It's Scabby, a giant, ugly, inflatable rat.
Yeah, it's quite the sight, man. Did you see his stomach? It's disgusting.
12 feet tall, yellow eyes, buck teeth, and this is the official term, festering nipples, Scabby is an icon. As union president Jason Ide puts it, he's ugly and effective.
The rat is like the bat signal for the labor movement in New York. When you put the rat up, everybody walking by knows that workers right here aren't being treated fairly.
But Scabby isn't originally a New Yorker. He's from the Midwest.
My name's Peggy O'Connor. I'm the owner of Big Sky Balloons and Searchlights in Plainfield, Illinois.
Peggy co-owns the company with her husband, Mike. Back in 1990, they got a call from a union steward in Chicago who wanted to make a statement. So Mike designed him a rat. But Peggy says the first design looked kind of friendly.
The union steward came back and said, not scary enough.
So Mike amped up the ugly.
He sent that design back to the union steward. The guy, the perfect!
And thus, Scabby became their trademarked bestseller. These days, Peggy says they make 2 to 3 Scabbies each month in sizes 6 to 25 feet tall and costing anywhere from $2,000 to $8,000. And he's customizable.
You can put a piece of cheese in his hand. You can put a union worker in his other hand getting squeezed. Really, any options that you choose to add to that rat is a possibility.
And despite being an eyesore for businesses, Scabby's protected by the First Amendment. A New York district judge recently ruled that he falls under free speech. So the rat isn't getting exterminated anytime soon. In New York, I'm Tobin Lowe for Marketplace.
Finally, the latest diet fad, according to Quartz, is the new Nordic diet. It features a 10-point manifesto. Eat more fruit, eat organic, and then there's my favorite, eat more food from wild landscapes. Studies have shown the new Nordic diet doesn't just lower cholesterol and blood pressure. Quartz says it also reduces greenhouse gas emissions. In Washington, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.